Continue our scripture reading in Isaiah chapter 16. This is found on page 737 if you're using the Pew Bible. Isaiah chapter 16. This is a continuation. This is in the section of the judgment of the nations. And this is a continuation of the judgment against Moab. And Isaiah has already said some difficult things to hear, and yet here in the beginning, there's an invitation, if you will, an encouragement, an exhortation for them to seek refuge amongst those of Mount Zion, amongst the people of God, and even more than that, to put their hope, their trust in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an explanation there you'll see in verses 3 through 5, and pointing to the Messiah's rule and reign. And they are encouraged, therefore, to seek refuge in him. And yet, you'll note in verse 6, they respond in pride, refusing such refuge. And it is a reminder for us, there is refuge in no other than the Lord Jesus Christ. It is pride that would reject him. It is also to note here, this is perhaps Isaiah, but it's the Lord saying it through Isaiah, and you'll note in verse 9 and in verse 11, the Lord does not delight in the death of the wicked. We have to hold those things together even as you read it. And let this be an encouragement, though, for us that what was needed was to bow down and kiss the Son and to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is refuge in him. Well, with these words in mind, let us give ear to the reading of God's holy word. Send the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah by the way of the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like fleeing birds, like a scattered nest, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Shelter the outcast, do not reveal the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab sojourn among you. Be a shelter to them from the destroyer. When the oppressor is no more and destruction has ceased, and he who tramples underfoot has vanished from the land, then a throne will be established in steadfast love, and on it will sit in faithfulness in the tent of David, one who judges and seeks justice and is swift to do righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab, how proud he is, of his arrogance, his pride, and his insolence. In his idle boasting, he is not right. Therefore, let Moab wail for Moab. Let everyone wail. Mourn, utterly stricken, for the raisin cakes of Kir Haraseth, for the fields of Heshbon languish in the vine of Sibmah. The lords of the nations have struck down its branches, which reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert. Its shoots spread abroad and passed over the sea. Therefore I weep with the weeping of Jazer, for the vine of Sibmah. I drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh. For over your summer fruit and your harvest the shout has ceased, and joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field. And in the vineyards no songs are sung, no cheers are raised. No treader treads out wine in the presses. I have put an end to the shouting. Therefore my inner parts moan like a lyre for Moab, and my inmost self for Kir Haraseth. And when Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself on the high place, when he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This is the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past, but now the Lord has spoken, saying, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt. In spite of all his great multitude, and those who remain will be very few and feeble. Thus far, the holy, inerrant, infallible word of God. May he add his blessings to this reading of it.